While city council can be pretty entertaining for some folks, there are some great entertainment options coming up in New West this week. Here's a look at what's happening this coming week. For weather watchers, showers and light rain, that's what's heading our way this week, according to the weather forecast. For council watchers, New Westminster City Council has two meetings scheduled for Monday, October 5th. The first is a workshop at 3 p.m., where there's one item on the agenda. Staff will seek council endorsement of a formal policy for unit additions in existing rental buildings. After a break, council will reconvene at 6 p.m. for its regular meeting. It's being held in council chambers, but it can also be viewed online. The evening's consent agenda, items approved all at once, unless a council member pulls an item for discussion or question, includes a construction noise bylaw exemption for 660 Quayside Doctor, BOSA development, development cost charges expenditure bylaw, a heritage revitalization agreement and heritage designation for 2023 Pembina Street in Queensborough, the draft 2024 budget, and a construction noise bylaw exemption on East Columbia Street. Monday's agenda includes one proclamation, Day of Remembrance and Action on Islamophobia, and an opportunity for delegations, who have signed up ahead of time, to address council. Two motions from councillors are on the agenda for discussion and decision. Count. Paul Minhas has put forward a motion that the mayor request a meeting with elected officials and senior city staff from Port Coquitlam to explore if any of their best practices could be implemented locally, with a goal of limiting future property taxes while enhancing service standards. Count. Daniel Fontaine has put forward a motion related to increasing support in the budget that would enhance the work done by local residences associations. Part of that motion is to direct staff to enhance the annual resident association budget by up to an additional $200 in the 2024 budget. For school board watchers, no school board meetings are scheduled for this week. For live theater goers, Bunny, Hannah Moskovich's acclaimed Jessie Award-winning play, Exploring Love, Lust and Social Inhibitions, comes to Anvil Theatre, 777 Columbia Street. It's running from Thursday, February 8th to Sunday, February 18th. Tickets at ticketsnw.ca or 604-521-5050. The Vagabond Players present Last Romance by Joe DiPietro at the Bernie Leggi Theatre in Queen's Park. It's running from Thursday, February 8th until Sunday, February 25th, with performances on Thursday to Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Tickets are $15 to $20 and available at vagabondplayers.ca/tickets or 604-521-0412. For live music fans, New West Ska Punk Fest features two nights of Moon Stomping, Skanking and Moshing at Bully's Studios Inc. on Friday, February 9th and Saturday, February 10th. Friday's lineup includes Rude City Riot, Brasser, The Wavebirds and Bong Chow. Saturday features Breedrin, Counterpoint, SKA, Phonasonics and Like Bears. Tickets are $20 for one night or $30 for both. Bully's Studio is at 67 6th Street. For dance fans, Anne of Green Gables, the ballet comes to Massey Theatre on Saturday, FB 10 at 4 p.m. It brings this Canadian classic to life in a full-length ballet, featuring musical arrangements from Anne of Green Gables, the musical. Massey Theatre is at 735 8th Avenue. Tickets start at $35.